Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Monday morning, November the 10th in 2014, and also the year, the sacred year, 5775. Well, welcome to you, and God bless you. We thank God for you that you are able to join us together. That's number one. That you're able to join us and we are able to be together, number two. We have life and breath, more importantly. So what we have is another opportunity to show forth the glory of the Lord, that God can count on us as we are placed in the earth to do exactly this, to represent Him in the atmosphere of His spirit and power. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to go right to the throne of grace and would ask you to join me as we appreciate and thank Him, lift up His holy name, because He's given us this great opportunity. Father, we thank You on this day that comes with such newness, such freshness, another day that reminds us of Your ongoing and continuing grace and mercy, and how that we depend on You for everything, and that You think it not robbery to be on the throne, to be ruling and overruling, to be in our lives, to keep Your claim on us, so that we are able to feel that we belong. Thank You for each of our prayer partners that are on live with us and those that will be streaming later. Thank You for this prayer cast that gives us this opportunity to reach and to be reached and to be heard. We thank You today for this day. And Father, we know that You are giving us even now our daily bread. You have reserved, planned, and purposed this day and all that comes with it for us. So today we surrender ourselves to You. Yea, we even present ourselves to You. knowing that we're nothing without you, and that you're all we need. We invite you to come. Join us. Be with us. Be in the midst. And that our hunger and thirst you will satisfy, because you are our source, our only source. Speak to our hearts. Cause our hearts to listen and to hear. On this day, we ask these things in no other name than the name that's above every other name, Jesus Christ. We come in through the blood. Make us clean. Cleanse us. Wash us. Separate us from our sins. And we thank you that your promise is yea and amen. Your word is true. You said that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness should we humble ourselves and confess our sin. Father, today we are doing that. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the covering of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord. It's Monday morning. I don't know what your praise report is. I can tell you my heart is jubilating and joyous over the fact that we have the access that we have to our God. And the fact that he is answering prayer. He's doing that. You can think of, if you thought about it, of prayers that he has answered. And I'm not speaking about 20 years ago. I'm speaking of the time period that's as recent as now. So let's praise him. Let's allow our hearts to soar, because he is answering prayer even as we boldly approach his throne and believe, bringing our assembled faith, bringing our assembled agreement that he is able to move according to his promises and according to his word. Well, today our focus and word of encouragement I believe the Lord wants to impart to us today is that we should hold on, press on, and wait. I would like to repeat that. The Holy Spirit wants us to hold on, press on, and wait. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus taught a parable with the intention of saving us from possible faint-heartedness in prayer. Because, you know, sometimes our hearts can faint because of the requirement for us to hold on, keep pressing on, and keep waiting. Jesus, therefore, wanted to teach us to guard against negligence. There's a negligence that can come at times because of the requirement for us to continue to be persistent, continue to stand, continue to wait. Now, what Jesus was pointing out, that in waiting, in pressing on and holding on, there is a restless desire, a restless patience and strength to hold on. And it's so needed that it is a passion of the soul and a sheer necessity. So this holding on and pressing on and waiting is not in a vacuum. There is the fire of the soul, which is described as passion, and there is this sense of urgency and necessity. If that's where you are today, and if you're hearing Jesus' encouragement to hold on and press on and wait, well then, all of us are in a good place. Praise the name of the Lord. Just want to remind you, once again, thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. It's so refreshing. It's so such a joy to know that so many of you are ready and present. And I just want to remind you that if you want to speak, you want to shout, you want to give an amen, it's possible for you to be heard. And the action on your end is for you to just press the button on your phone, button number one, and it opens up your microphone on the studio end, which is the end I'm on, so that you can be heard. This is an interactive prayer cast, and so it's a little different from a prayer line, per se. This is a little bit further along the road in terms of our networking and our interactivity with each other. So you want to be heard, just press the button number one on your phone, and you'll be able to be heard. And you may just have want to give a shout. You may just want to give a praise report, or you may feel the necessity and urgency of a prayer request that you would like to voice. We're here for those reasons, and so do not think it robbery that your required action is to press a button. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, and I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. It's a privilege. I praise the Lord. Well, let us go to our prayer targets for today. And please be patient and tolerant with me as I begin to speak on those things or give voice to those things that are at the top of the list. There are some urgencies, and some of these people, you may not have met them. Some of them we have met. Some you may have heard of them or never have heard of them, but it really doesn't make a difference. Our job is to stand in the gap. We don't have to feel anything. We just know that we are to pray for all men everywhere. That's the scriptural command. Well, today we want to pray for a couple of families. Actually, three of them. The first family we want to pray for, and these families are in distress right now as we speak. Now, wouldn't you like, if your family were in crisis and distress, to know that there were people that don't even know you or your family that are so godly that they're beseeching God, representing you and your family at the throne of grace. Only God could achieve that kind of thing, and He's doing it right now with us. The Ragin family, that's R-A-G-I-N. This family is in our next door city, East Orange. And that family, that mother, Mrs. Ragin, lost her youngest son in a tragic fire over the last day or so. I believe it was on Saturday evening. He was in his room and a fire broke out in their home, and there were seven of them present in the home at the time. Six of them were able to escape, except the 19-year-old, who by his mother's description was a wonderful child, not having any problems with him at all. So that family is in great distress. That mother is in crisis right now. So we want to pray for that family. Then there's the Connie Scott family. Connie, we know her mother was passed, was found dead at home. And it appears that, and that happened sometime last week. We just heard of it on yesterday. And it's suspected that that was a result of carbon dioxide poisoning. In other words, there probably was not a functioning CO2 detector in the home to set off an alarm, and somehow CO2 got into the house from some source, such as a kerosene heater or a regular heater in the basement because of the cold weather. We don't know, but Connie's mother and the dog were found dead in the house. That family is in grief, deep bereavement at this point. And more notably, in terms of being well known globally, the Monroe family of the Bahamas. And we're speaking of Miles Monroe, famous man of God, well known man of God, a man who is, or rather was, well versed in the principles of the kingdom of God and taught it far and wide, was well published. Many books. Well, he and his wife and some others were killed in an airplane accident within the last day or so. They were on their way to do a service someplace. They were in a small plane. And those who know Miles or know of him or have listened to his teaching or read his books would have no doubt in their minds that he is with the Lord. He is with the King. He taught extensively about the King and his kingdom. So these three families, the Ragin family, the Scott family, and the Miles Monroe family, let us accept the privilege of representing these three families before the throne of our God right now. Please join me. Father, we know that just as the song says, that you're with us, because we prayerfully desire your abiding presence. Help us this morning, even as we leave all circumstances in your hand. We have questions. There are questions that invade our minds at this point. And we go, why? And that's our condition, because we are so limited and so finite that we must store ourselves, our thoughts, our questions at your feet. And we know you won't rebuke us because we have questions. But you accept and receive us and welcome us because you want us just to be humble and to trust you. To trust you in times, places, and circumstances where we don't understand, we don't know. We just know that we can gather around your throne and that Jesus Christ is the answer to all questions. That you are God. You are the great sovereign ruler. You are majestic. And your name is great. On behalf this morning of these three families, we represent them to you, that your tender grace and mercy, your comfort would come in the midst of all the questions, in the midst of the circumstances, that by your Holy Spirit, your comforting thoughts, words would invade all hearts and all minds, even ours. Because we know, Father, that you know what it is to be separated from a loved one by death. Your son experienced death. And you both experienced the separation. But because you're God, there was a greater work and a greater situation and purpose at work. So, Father, today we're okay because of our confidence in you that a greater work is in process right now. One so great that we who are finite can only have questions. And you who are God has all the answers. So we pray for the Reagan family, for the Connie Scott family, for the Miles Monroe family. And we know that your spirit is with them in their bereavement, even now. They're sensing your presence, your outflowing love and compassion. They're sensing the warmth around them of your presence. Bless them. Comfort all that are in grief concerning these families and what they're experiencing. We thank you that our prayers are not limited to these shores. They can go nationally, they can go internationally. So we join the community of those that are in grief over the Monroe family, over the passing, the going home of Miles Monroe. We thank you for the comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus. What a wonderful privilege and opportunity that we have. If you'd like to be heard, just want to remind you that the procedure is simply press the button number one on your phone and your voice will be heard, because what that does, that opens up your mic on the studio end. So you can give a prayer request, you can give a shout to the Lord, or you can praise Him for what He has done. Amen. Now, I would like to pray for someone who is one of our prayer warriors, I would call her. I would ask you to join us right now in praying. You know, sometimes we need prayer, and there's no shame in that, none at all. There are times I've asked for prayer, and there are times you need prayer as an individual. We all need it. There are times it would be good, and is good, always is good, that others are praying for us. Because prayer is never not good. It's always good. So just feel led this morning to pray for Sister Christine LeMay. We're going to ask God to touch her in a mighty way. And what would be mighty about it is that God is about to touch you, Christine, right where you need it. That's the powerful thing about it. We don't know where you need it, but we know Christ does. So you are a prayer. You're a prayer warrior. You're a prayer partner. And have even hosted this program on many occasions. We thank God for you. Well, we're going to ask God to touch you, bring you strength. To meet your need. And I'm sure you have those or that. But we're going to ask Him to give you the hold on and the press on and wait strength. Hold on, press on, and wait strength. We could all use that. So I'll ask the rest of our prayer partners. And we have an outstanding cadre of prayer partners on with us today. We thank God for that. Please join me. We are going to pray for Christine. You've heard a voice. What are we going to ask God to do? Strengthen her. Renew her. Refresh her. Even now. And that His Holy Spirit would encourage her heart in holding on, pressing on, and waiting. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with one purpose and one heart, one mind, one spirit, and that is to represent and lift up our sister Christine before You. Strengthen her even now strengthen her grip on you. Strengthen her ability to press in aggressively and to press on powerfully because of the blood of Jesus Christ. All her needs are met by Christ Jesus. We ask for renewed patience to wait on you, Lord, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Overcoming, hold on. Overcoming, press on. Overcoming, waiting. We thank you, Lord, that we can represent, because of your divine purpose and plan, that we can represent others at the throne, right in your courtroom. We can approach you without fear. And Father, for anyone else on our prayer cast right now, you know each of our needs and even our wants. We ask your divine, supernatural intervention in the name of Jesus Christ, the conquering Lion of Judah, the only real lion who has conquered, is conquering, and will conquer all through eternity. Strengthen the hold on. Strengthen the press on. Strengthen the wait. In the name of Jesus. For everyone right now with that need. On this Monday morning, we launch out into this brand new week with our mind stayed on you. And we, on this day, commit our will to your will, anew and afresh, because we come in the name of Christ Jesus. And today we renew and give our total allegiance to you once again, afresh, anew, just like it was the first time. Today we do it once again, giving our total allegiance for the rest of our lives to do your work, to do your will, and to obey you at all times. We give our lives and all that is in it as a unbloodied sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, that first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory, an honor, and a praise to you, Heavenly Father, so that you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit is glorified. So we commit our lives today and all that is in it once again to you, to do your good works, and to have and to be in your total desire, your total will, and presence. And we propose that we will allow you to transform us into the total likeness of Jesus Christ to his holy name. We invite you through Christ to take your rightful place in, through, and about our lives. So today we give our lives to you, Lord, for eternity. Eternity. And we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. By Christ's holy name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a wonderful thing to enter into the opportunity to commit afresh and anew our will to his will, to bind our will to his will. Because we never know when our task and our journey on this earth is ended and completed, and we must be eternally prepared to continue to hold on, press on, and wait. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it's Monday, November the 10th. How fast time is moving. And for many of us, our eyes and our hearts are turned towards Thanksgiving Day, which comes on the 27th, the last Thursday of the month. And I do want to encourage you to consider, as you're preparing for Thanksgiving, that you would really begin to meditate and think on what that really means in God's plan and God's timetable. And notice the word Thanksgiving is actually a compound word, meaning there are actually two words joined together, thanks and giving. That's a wonderful combination, it really is. And I'm overjoyed at the fact that God is constantly teaching me some things, and I'm learning to see things from his perspective as it is. And I believe that's his plan for you and for me as well. So think about Thanksgiving and think about how you can not only be thankful for what he's done in your life, but you can also give. So think about inviting someone that you know would really welcome an invitation to sit with you and your family at your table as God bountifully provides food for all of you. So if you know someone that is alone, meaning that they're away from their relatives and their families, maybe their families are in another country or maybe in another state, and so share this special time with them. Now, did you know that when the settlers came to the United States, to the Americas, let's put it that way, they saw themselves like the children of Israel leaving Egypt, and this was their promised land. Now that's a matter of record. That's a matter of record. History. And they planted the cross right there in Virginia when they landed. And they made a commitment that this land would be as close to the kingdom of God as possible. Yes, those settlers saw that reality. You wouldn't know it by the way the nation is right now, that this nation was founded on biblical principles and committed to God, dedicated to God by the settlers. This is only one of two nations on the earth, the first being Israel, that was dedicated, specifically founded, formed, and dedicated to God. Now, I hope I'm causing you to be curious where you'll research this some more on your own, for your own edification, so that they put laws and policies in place at that time with the idea this would be the modern Israel, just like the ancient nation of Israel, so that Thanksgiving was instituted after the pattern of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. See, when you do research, these are the things that pop up, facts, they're called. Yes. Thanksgiving was intended to be emulating the Feast of Tabernacles, the Hebrew celebration called Sukkot. I add that to our prayer session today so that you will have time, it's another 2 weeks or so before Thanksgiving Day, to meditate upon this and bring the facts and reality of God, the present God, reality, present day truth, into your Thanksgiving preparations and celebrations. So that it's just not a holiday, it's a holy day. Hallelujah. I want to praise the Lord. Praise His name. Well, our time is winding up, and we just have a few minutes left. And of course, we welcome you and thank you for your participation today. But if you would like to take the opportunity to give a praise report or a prayer request, all you would need to do is press the button 1 on your phone, and immediately your microphone on the studio end will be open so you can be heard by all. But meditate on those things that I've just shared so that this Thanksgiving will be the best Thanksgiving you ever had. Not because your turkey will be the largest you ever had or because your food will be the most tasty more than ever. None of those things. It will be the best because you've consciously meditated upon the truth about Thanksgiving that the settlers from the old world came to the new world and they implemented kingdom values that are now being ran from by the nation. But that was the beginning. Thanksgiving, just like Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. Father, we thank you for this time that we've had in your presence. It's a joyous time and it's precious. And Father, all our prayer requests, we leave them at your feet. And we do so with great confidence, even now, that you have heard and that you are answering our prayers. So So today we hold on, we press on, and we wait. We're anticipating that we will see great moves of your hand this week. We anticipate your blessings upon us, even as we live each day in obedience to you. Bless each person that is with us on this prayer cast today, even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Without reservation, we give you all the praise and all the glory on this day. Have your way. Cause the eyes of our hearts to see and our ears to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace. May his face shine upon you, and that he would be gracious to you all this day, all this week. In Jesus' name we pray. And I trust everyone can say amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Look forward to being with you again on tomorrow. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. God bless you.